here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
UN scientific report warns about historic environmental devastation. We need to change the system or face ecological collapse, responds Friends of the Earth International. A scientific report issued on Monday states that the natural world is in a dire situation and that human actions have significantly altered nature in different parts of the world. Human actions threaten more species with global extinction now than ever before. Around 1 million species already face extinction, many within decades, unless action is taken to reduce the intensity of drivers of biodiversity loss, highlights the study. This is a report produced by the Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services, IPBES, which informs the UN Convention on Biological Diversity. Environmental Federation, Friends of the Earth International, present in 75 countries, reacted on Monday to the scientific report with a press release and stated that when reading the new report, it becomes evident that the world will face ecological collapse and mass extinction of species unless dramatic action is taken to change social and economic systems. In order to deepen on the scientific report and its warnings, and to know the perspectives of Friends of the Earth International regarding this new study, Real World Radio interviewed the coordinators of the Forest and Biodiversity and Food Sovereignty Programs of the Federation, Nele Marian and Kirtana Chandrasekaran, respectively. Nele made reference to the IPBES and the importance of its report.
Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystems. Too long a name, but what it really means is it is a platform where scientists from all over the world work together to prepare reports that will inform the CBD, the Convention on Biological Diversity, on what kind of policies they need to implement in the upcoming years. But of course, these policies need to be based on science, and that's what this platform brings together. It's very similar to what the IPCC is for climate change. The IPBES is now publishing a new report, which is a global assessment of the state of biodiversity and ecosystem services. And this is a very important report because it's actually the first time that I'm seeing anywhere a report going so much in depth on the state of biodiversity, of ecosystems, etc., and also clearly pinpointing which are the drivers and which are the reasons that we are in such a bad shape, because effectively the report shows we are in a really bad shape. And the fact that this is clearly being said and that clearly the culprits are being pinpointed is really important, because we have been saying this since so long, but not the UN or not government.
The coordinator of Friends of the Earth International also explains the significance of there being so many threatened species.
That really affects us a lot, because always extinction of species and also creation of species. But nowadays what we see is that the creation of species is very low and that the extinction of species is very high. So this means that the web of life, the way how all these species interact with each other, is getting increasingly weaker. And this may not only threaten, well, it definitely threatens the species which already were extinct or are getting extinct, but also the other ones get kind of in a snowball effect also extinct, because many species depend on each other for their existence. And ultimately, also humans depend on many of the species for their existence. The most typical example is the bees who need to pollinize our fruits, etc. But this applies to so many other species. And quite often we are not even aware of it. It's only when they disappear that we are aware, like, oh, we really needed this. So the fact that these are disappearing so quickly now is really a problem. It has been established that we are now in the sixth mega extinction. So if this is a process that keeps on going, then very much of all the biodiversity might just get lost. And ultimately, as humans, we're also part of the biodiversity, so we also can get lost in that. So it is really hugely worrying.
Meanwhile, Kirtana also provided her point of view about the severity of the current environmental crisis, welcoming the role played by the scientists and highlighting the consequences of the industrial agricultural system for biological diversity.
the situation is so dramatic and extreme with the collapse of the systems that we are relying on, that you find that sometimes the scientists and experts are in fact being more kind of dramatic and even more political in the things they are saying than what the governments are doing. They're showing how impossible it is to continue with the current industrial agriculture system, that it is, although it has had increases in production, the negative aspects are so extreme. So the declines of 75% of crops in pollination, the violence towards indigenous peoples and local communities, the loss of genetic diversity, which is being held really in the hands of small-scale food producers and farmers and indigenous peoples and pastoralists, how that has been decimated by the industrial food system, the fact that it's still 11% of people are hungry in this system that we have. So they have a lot of things that it says in the different parts of the report that really point the finger at the industrial food system, which is really good. But I think the more interesting thing is that it is also connecting the different issues that we are facing. For example, it connects the role of trade, that the rise of the international so-called free trade system has come with it, this kind of massive inequality of all the raw materials, agro-commodities being taken from largely from the tropics and from deforested areas and taken to places where it's being, where it has really helped the economy, you know, in industrialized countries, in the rich world, where there's very high consumption of timber, of food.
Friends of the Earth International welcomes several of the points raised by the APES report, but regretted that despite its strong points, the report does not go far enough. Nele and Kirtana mentioned to Real World Radio several important aspects of the new work, but shared that one of its greatest weaknesses is that it does not make reference to one of the key drivers of environmental devastation with different types of projects, transnational corporations. This is what Nele said about this.
Basically, we are pretty happy with the report. We are amazed that they are saying a number of things which really needed to be said. As I said, they pinpoint drivers as agriculture, industrial agriculture, industrial fishing, mining, energy extraction, logging, plantations, bioenergy, including bags. There's a number of really good things they point to. They also point to overconsumption. That's all of that is great. And they even point to inequality, which is also great. And they say we need a transformational change. And also that is very nice to hear that really, like, some UN bodies are starting to understand we need a real change. Yet, in this report, it doesn't analyze who are actually the drivers behind the drivers. And by that, I mean who are the ones who really make the agriculture, the industrial agriculture keeps on being so important. Who are the ones who actually keep on pushing for more mining, etc., etc.? And these are, of course, the corporations. And though there are a few very timid mentions of corporations, there isn't a real analysis of the power structures, the economic structures that actually lead to these drivers being so important in the destruction of biodiversity.
Meanwhile, Kirtana said the following.
From Friends of the Earth's point of view, it is kind of impossible to address any of these problems without talking about who is benefiting from the situation as it is and who is losing. And really the actors that are benefiting, mainly transnational corporations. So we know that in all the sectors that they talk about, we have like five or six major transnational corporations who are making absolutely billions, sometimes trillions in profit from trading in meat, from cattle rearing, from logging and plantations, and from bioenergy, from extractives. And these corporate actors increasingly are really able to frame laws the way they want, are able to get as much finance and capital behind them as they need in order to keep promoting their production.
coordinator of Friends of the Earth International's Food Sovereignty Program highlighted that it is unsustainable to continue producing food through extensive agriculture and that the IPBES report makes reference to the impacts of this type of production. Nevertheless, the activists regretted the fact that the study did not mention that the one that benefits from this production model that loots natural resources is agribusiness. Nele and Kirtana also highlighted that the IPBES report recognizes the role of indigenous people in the protection of biodiversity and ecosystems, and also the role played by local and fisher folk communities, who are also fundamental to produce quality food. Nevertheless, the activists warned that the indigenous people are persecuted, criminalized, and murdered.
Happily, the report does mention indigenous peoples, peasants, fisher people, etc. quite a bit, especially indigenous peoples and local communities, which is a language that also comes from the Convention on Biological Diversity. And so they do really recognize territories which are managed, governed by indigenous peoples and local communities are the ones which are in best shape, and that we really need to help protecting these territories. And yeah, so that is really important, and it's really good that a UN report recognizes this. And as for I, of course, we have been underlining this since long, that really we need to stand by the indigenous people, the local communities, and we need to make sure that they have their rights really recognized and protected so that they can defend their territories. And indeed, it is a huge problem that nowadays we are giving indigenous people the responsibility to protect their territories, but actually we are at the same time putting so much pressure on them that actually makes it impossible for them to protect them. And the most typical thing is corporations getting into territories, be it for building big infrastructure, for mining, for oil extraction, for agro-commodities, palm plantations, soya plantations, whatever. All these kind of things, corporations get into the territories and they demand access to the indigenous peoples. And when the indigenous people say no, actually, quite often there's huge conflict, there's huge vulneration of their rights, including a huge number of killings. I'm happy to say that the report does recognize it.
The report is good at recognizing that, in fact, indigenous peoples and local communities are protecting biodiversity and protecting our ecosystems. And in fact, they are producing food, they are preserving nature under very, very extremely difficult circumstances. So they are being increasingly criminalized, and there's a lot of violence towards them, but also that there's very little in terms of government support, although the work that they are doing is amazing. And under these circumstances, how do you expect local communities and indigenous people to do what they can do, which is produce food and look after our systems and show us the way forward in the face of the unequal power dynamic?
Kirtana also highlighted that the report mentions the role of agroecology and that this is something positive, but that it does not make reference to it as broadly as Friends of the Earth International deems necessary. We now listen to the explanation provided by the activist.
The report does talk about the role of agroecology, but not in a comprehensive enough way for Friends of the Earth International. Because for Friends of the Earth International, we have on one side the agribusiness-led industrial food system, which is responsible for all the negative environmental impacts, be it deforestation, collapse of nature and genetic resources, climate change, everything. And it is in fact also not feeding people. On the other side, we have the agroecological systems, which are what have been practiced for several millennia by indigenous peoples, by small-scale food producers, that is pastoralists, small-scale farmers, fisher folk, and all of them, which is currently feeding at least 70 to 80% of the world right now, especially those people who need to be fed the most, people who are living in rural areas, marginalized, who don't have access to different type of markets. So these are the people who are actually feeding the world, mostly producing in an agroecological way. And it is entirely possible for us to move our whole food system to an agroecological-based system if we confront and remove and dismantle the power of agribusiness corporations over the food system and make public policy choices that put the control back in the hands of small-scale food producers.
We need system change. The IBES report states that a transformational change is needed even in global financial, social, and economic structures. Friends of the Earth International believes that what is needed is system change. Nele explains it in the following way.
As for IBES, you're saying transformational change, yes, but just make sure that you really go to the core of it, which is attacking the corporations who are actually the drivers behind the drivers. And that is what we understand as a real system change, making sure that the system on which the corporations are based, the financial system, the Wall Street, all these kind of things which together make up the system that keeps on impulsing the drivers to get stronger and stronger. This needs to be tackled. And that at the same time goes together with the necessity to give the power back to the people so that we get food sovereignty, agroecology, fishing at small scale by local fisheries, and we get community energy, all these kind of things which really bring the power back to the people. And then we don't need all these big kind of structures. And that would be a real system change.
Meanwhile, Kirtana said,
despite all of this, it's not providing a clear path out of it. It says a lot of useful things about the impacts, but we need to be more clear about the kind of system we need. The report talks about a transformational change that's needed mainly in global finance and economic structures, with strong regulatory change from governments as the way to do that. And now that is definitely welcome. It's something that Friends of the Earth International has been saying for a long time, that without changing kind of the global economic structure, which is kind of completely dependent on endless extractive-led growth, we cannot stop any of the environmental justice crisis, or in fact any of the social crisis that we are facing today. So that is welcome. The problem is that there is not a lot more discussion on what this transformational change looks like. After that, they go very much into more technical discussions of what are the levers of change. And then even sometimes, unfortunately, mention the issue of population growth as a driver, without discussing the fact that it is completely unequal consumption that's the driver. It's not population. If you look at the fact that, of course, 50% of global climate emissions are produced by 10% of the population, or even that in the report itself, it shows that consumption of all the resources we extract from the earth, like material consumption in the industrialized world, is 3 times as much as those of other countries, and even double those of middle-income countries. So it's completely not right to talk about population as a driver. So while we welcome the point that is made that it will take a global transformation, including economic, including social, including regulatory, we think that from 4i's point of view, we talk about the need for system change. And system change for us means going to the very basis of what our economic system works on, which is the accumulation of capital, because that is the kind of, at the moment, the hegemonic system, the capitalist system that we are in, which relies on growth, an accumulation-based growth model. And ultimately, that is coming from plundering extractive resources from the earth. And that's the model that's not sustainable.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.